Westlock. It was not the outcome they were hoping for, but the U16B Pembina Rage can still hold their heads high after finishing in 8th at the 2022 U16B Provincial Ringett Championships, March 18-20. The Rage hosted the 3-day, 12-team tournament and welcomed players from across Alberta. They finished at 1-3 and wrapped up their provincial run Saturday night. They lost a close 6-5 decision to the Northwest Carnage in Game 1 Friday, followed by a 5-4 victory over the Sherwood Park Riot in Game 2 later that afternoon. They faced some tough competition in Game 3 and were dealt a 7-2 defeat by the Northwest Velocity Saturday morning, before losing 8-5 against the Lacomedge in their fourth and final game of the championships. "We were playing the best of the best and just came up a little short, but the girls gave it everything they had and had a lot of fun doing it," said U16B Pembina Rage head coach Ken Fells. "Friday was a pretty good day. We split our games. We lost the first one in a close game and ended up winning the second, so we finished strong on the first day. Then going into the second day, we faced some pretty stiff competition. Both teams we played Saturday are playing in the gold medal game." Fells said overall it was a good weekend and the girls had a lot of fun. He was appreciative of the hard work from the team, and all involved in bringing the event to Westlock and Thorholt. "A big thank you to all the volunteers and the organizing committee that put all this together," he said. "It gave all these 12 teams an opportunity to play and experience the sport." 15-year-old assistant captain Jolie Snow has played ringette for 6 years and enjoys the competitive aspect of the sport. Despite the outcome for the Rage, she left the event on a positive note and will cherish many memories from the weekend. "My team is really awesome, and we all had a great bond," said Snow. "It was really fun spending this weekend with the girls. We made the best of it." The 3-day event kicked off Friday evening at the Rotary Spirit Center with opening ceremonies that included an Indigenous performance by dancers and drummers from Alexander First Nation, a welcome from Westlock Mayor Ralph Larriger, and some encouraging words from special guest speaker, Barhead Olympian, Melissa Lothols. "That's the thing about life, about sport, is setting goals and going after them and achieving them," said Lothols, noting the lessons learned and challenges she had to overcome in her Olympic career. "When you fail and you have an opportunity to try again, choose courage over fear, choose faith over fear, and take a chance on yourself. Over time, as you try again and again, and as you fail again and again, you learn and you get better. You grow as an athlete and as a person." Coach Fells noted the message for the team going into provincials highlighted how quickly time flies, and encouraged players to enjoy every minute, on and off the ice. "Take it all in. This is our last weekend together and potentially the last weekend this team will ever be together and play together," said Fells. "It'll look a little bit different next year, and just with COVID, appreciate every chance we get on the ice and soak it all in." Christine Jean, Town and Country Today.com.